K Show on 99.7 PJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. 80 already outside. Welcome to the soup. Hi there, Kelly.
Welcome to the cream.
Welcome to...
That sounds bad.
I was going to say, hearing it come out of my mouth is better than hearing it come out of your mouth.
Let's not.
Welcome to the cream.
That's probably why they're not using that as a meteorological term.
Welcome to the cream, friends. I mean, cream can be cool, though.
Well, yes, like ice cream.
Yeah, just cream.
Yes, whipped cream.
A whipped cream? I don't really know of a hot cream.
No. Well?
Is there a hot cream?
Things are creamy. Gravy.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you do like a tomato soup, like
that's
kind of creamy, but it's not cream. So, yeah.
Yeah, heavy cream is used in baking.
Yeah, typically you refrigerate that, right?
Yeah, probably.
Hey, by the way, speaking of refrigerating, I'm not going to say trouble. I'm just going to say I got talked to.
Reprimanded, kind of.
Do you freeze potato salad?
No.
Why do you look at me like that?
Why are you freezing potato salad?
Because I got too much.
Okay, so this is opened potato salad.
Listen. Hear me out.
Okay.
So
is this the same reaction you gave her when you got your talking to? Hear me out.
Hear me out a second. So there was a function. I was charged with bringing potato salad. So I was strapped for time. I was like, you know what? Going to hit up Sam's Club or Costco. Going to hit up Costco.
Okay.
So go to Costco, get some, get three tubs of potato salad.
Oh, wow.
Turns out only a half of one tub was actually used.
Whoa.
So what I should have done was A, not taken the seal off of all three.
Oh, gosh.
B,
yeah.
I should have returned two of them.
Can you?
And
I guess you can return unsealed.
Yeah.
I mean sealed.
Sealed ones. Right.
Okay.
And three, I guess I should have given away the rest of the potato salad rather than what I chose to do.
Take it all home.
Take it all home.
Okay.
And freeze it. And so when I started to freeze it, like my wife was like, are you sure you can freeze potato salad? I don't think you can freeze potato salad. I was like, listen, you can freeze anything. So I get on Google and I'm like, can you freeze potato salad? And first thing that pops up was like, yes, you can freeze potato salad.
That's not the first thing that popped up for me.
Mayonnaise. Did you just do it?
Yes. Okay. Mayonnaise freeze well. You're same not with hearing celery me and through. Eggs.
You're not hearing me through.
You Googled, I Googled.
Okay. So it said,
you're just upset that my Google came up with a better answer.
If you put it in freezer bag, squish all the air out, then you can freeze it. I thought, you know what? It's already in a self-contained container, so I don't really need to do that.
Right.
So I shoved them in the freezer, froze them. So just yesterday, she gets them out. My wife gets them out, and she's like, all right, so I'm going to thaw these, and we're going to see, because I've looked... We're not taking these on vacation. I don't know what you're thinking. Because I was like, hey, we're going to go on vacation. We'll take the potato salad.
Yes,
we'll
have potato salad. It'll be great. Potato salad.
Vacation potato salad.
Yes.
It'll be great. So then she was like, yeah, you're going to try it. So
is it mayonnaise based?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh. How big of a texture person are you? Because she thought it, right? And so... I brought some today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because my wife was like, well, you're going to eat it.
Oh, gosh.
Because she was like,
oh, wow.
You're right. It doesn't thaw as creamy, speaking of creamy, as you'd think.
Well, potato salad, depending on what kind you get, American, Southern, that kind of thing.
No, this
is supposed to be lumpy.
Well, this is this is creamy mayonnaise based Costco baked potato salad.
According to Southern Living, and they're probably the experts, mayonnaise tends to separate once frozen, and when it defrosts, the texture and the flavor is going to be off.
Texture definitely off. Flavor is still there.
They said you're going to have better luck freezing potato salad that's been dressed with a non-dairy oil-based vinaigrette.
Well, maybe that's what I...
Oh, maybe is that that's what you were thinking?
Maybe that's what I Googled, and I didn't read what style of potato salad I should freeze. So anyways, I got, like I said, I didn't get in trouble. I just got more of a talking to about freezing potato salad.
She questioned you and so, your actions,
and
your
so
decisions.
I've got 6 pounds of potato salad.
That's a lot.
That
was you vastly overestimated how many people are going to be digging into the tater salad, which I am a humongous fan of tater salad. So, but I always get like the small container just because I typically am usually the only one that ends up eating it.
Hey,
which
Kelly,
makes
you're
me
going
sad.
On vacation.
I am.
Would you like
I am
some
not going to take
potato salad?
Tater salad 10 hours in the car.
It's frozen.
Yeah, nope.
It's frozen.
Based on what I just read here, nope. I don't think I need to try thawed out potato salad.
Whatever. I'm done. I'm done talking to you about this. I'm done talking to you about this.
How many years have you been married now? You haven't you learned that you are supposed to just ask your wife first before we do these things?
Well, okay.
Consult.
I'm done talking about this.
Oh, okay.
I'm done talking about this.
All right.
I'm done talking about this.
Did we learn anything, Sparky? Everything should teach us a lesson in life, right?
Not buy so much potato salad next time.
Oh, okay. Yes. I mean, start there.
That's clearly the lesson I need to learn.
But if you find yourself backed into a corner of potato salad again and you have much left over, let's not freeze it.
Well, I know that.
Let's share with friends.
I know that you are a fan of potato salad.
I love potato
and
salad.
So maybe next time I'll just give you some potato salad.
Bring some in.
All right.
Kel will help.
Okay.
I'm glad we worked it out. How long do we talk about potato salad?
I don't know.
You want to talk about baked potatoes next?
Well,
those are delicious.
It was
baked
potato salad.
Also,
it was delicious.
Oh, wow.
From Costco?
Man. Yeah.
I mean, they get you first with the sample, and then you're like,
I'm going to need three
of
those.
Three of those tubs. I'm
going to
need
three of them.
Give me 9 pounds
They're
of potato
love
salad.
That.
9 pounds.
How many people were
at the
gathering? I bought
9 pounds of potato salad. Let's just not forget that fact.
Holy cow.
Anyways. All right. So on today's show, we've got Throwback Thursday.
We are not going to talk about potato salad again.
No.
That's just for you, special crew.
That's right. You get the benefit of hearing this part of the show.
This is when there is no filter, there's no thought.
Or the start of the podcast. Welcome to potato salad.
Oh, wow. Should we start podcast?
Welcome to the potato salad podcast, friends.
Wow.
Ariana Grande, get you in on that at 7 and 9 o'clock. And free therapy, but setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do.
Like
buy 9 pounds of potato salad. That is coming up here. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All this weekend, we're going to have Ed Sheeran's brand new album called Number 6 Collaborations Project to win on the website. So all this weekend, you can win Ed's new album, which is actually coming out tomorrow. So starting tomorrow on 99.7 DJX, just WDJX.com. Click win. On the way, setting the bar, small examples of what not to do.
Trying to smuggle a drug-filled burrito.
Okay, sticking in the food theme. It's coming up here in just a few minutes on DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without, trying to smuggle a burrito filled with drugs into prison, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Trying to smuggle a drug-filled burrito into a Colorado prison.
Who's trying to do that again?
State prison investigators say a corrections officer tried to smuggle drugs into the facility last week.
Oh, a corrections officer?
Okay, if anyone knows better, it should be this person.
Trevor?
A prisoner is actually the one who tipped off investigators.
Oh, okay. Oh,
wow.
That seems reverse.
Snitched on by a prisoner?
I was going to say, that seems a little bit backwards.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Now, Trevor Martineau faces a variety of felony charges and has lost his job with the state.
All right, that's good.
Oh, you think?
When investigators looked in his lunchbox last week, they found a plastic bag sticking out of a burrito.
Okay.
That's unusual.
Obviously, someone didn't wrap the burrito very well.
Sure, not a typical, I guess, ingredient.
Could I have rice? And could I have the black beans, please?
And that baggie of drugs.
So, Trevor,
Trev.
He is now in some trouble there. So,
he's probably going to get to know the inmates a little bit better.
Probably not part of a balanced diet there.
Oh, yeah, no. Let's not do that.
But, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without, trying to smuggle drugs inside a burrito.
Yeah.
Into a prison that you work at.
You're going to get to spend more time at that prison.
Yeah, you're doing okay. Indeed. I'm a sucker for you. Jonas Brothers, 99.7 DJX. Remember, they were part of the DJX All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. And a lot of winners have already started picking up their tickets for the Cincinnati show. I saw a couple photos last night from Lexi Browning, our DJX All Access Summer winner, who headed to New York City just last night.
To see the Taylor Swift Amazon Prime concert?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. So there were only just a couple photos that she had kind of sent along because I think they probably kept it under lock and key.
Sure.
For the people who were there. But can't wait to see everything else that she was able to
or hear about everything experience. She got to do, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So anyways, Ariana Grande, in about 1 hour, give you that winning word to get in on that on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. Kelly Kane.
If you've ever lived the mom life. And you're,
I haven't either.
Well, dad life also applies
all right,
to this.
All right.
But if you're trying to get your three little boys together, just to get one picture, just one good one is really all you need, right? Yeah,
sometimes. Yeah.
So that was kind of the case with this particular family. Daniel... apparently, her mom, the last name is Daniels. Mm-hmm. She was trying to get her two older kids to pay attention in the photo. Didn't even stop to think about, all right, what's the little toddler doing?
Right, yeah.
Let's concentrate on the older ones because I can kind of talk to them and tell them what to do.
Yeah.
So the sons they're all holding fish. So you got the two, and they look like, okay, look, they're holding the fish, like, very proudly. Look what I caught. And then you look to the right of the photo, and there's the youngest one with the fish fully in his mouth.
Just the tail sticking out.
She didn't even notice it until after she looks at the picture, she's like, ow.
There's ta-da. Always that one.
Yeah, like... kind of going viral because it's a big poster for a hashtag mom life.
Yeah, right.
Yes. I mean, there's so many times I'm trying to get just one decent picture. Mm-hmm.
Can't do it.
Somebody's always doing something.
Yeah.
And then you throw in the dogs.
Yes. Like growing up with three sisters, I was the one who always hated photos. Yeah. And there's so many pictures where they're smiling all cute and I have a full like mouth of raisins.
Yeah.
Well, that was the only thing that got me not to cry.
At least it wasn't a fish straight from the pond.
Organic. All right.
So yeah, we'll tweet it out so you can see it. It's pretty precious.
All right. At Ben and Kelly Show. On Twitter, feel good. Do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX. It's Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Get to a text message. 502-571-9970. Our buddy, Chad over at Ernie's Print Shop, sent us a text. Said, I'll be bringing in a box of labels today.
Oh, boy.
That's artwork made. My wife questioned things about our marriage.
Oh, wow.
I don't know where to go with this.
I didn't think it could get worse than the nipple stickers.
This is all I can assume.
Ben's hashtag tender nipple stickers that are actual pictures of nipples.
Those yeah, which everybody kind of thinks that they're my nipples. Well, they're not my nipples.
But they could be.
I did not pose for them.
They could be.
No, they
look very realistic.
Well, they didn't. They're like, not because I didn't pose for them.
Sure, but I look at it and I believe that they're yours.
They're like a pink color, like so we don't know, but
seems to match your skin tone.
Chad over at Ernie's Print Shop, he has for years, for now maybe a year or two, been just dropping by random stickers from things that happen on the show.
He makes custom. We give him just complete free license to do what he wants. He just started doing it. We never asked him to do any of it. He just kind of comes up with these ideas.
And
he
does
all
it.
The designs. He's fantastically creative, and there is an extensive line
now
of the custom stickers that we
and
have.
Now I just hope that we're not driving a wedge between he and his wife.
Are we breaking up his marriage?
I don't know. I don't
happening?
Know. I'm not exactly sure. So
Chad, don't dash your marriage.
Yeah, don't not on our account.
We will still love you. We will. We want her to still love you.
But watch our Insta later this afternoon. Ben and Kelly Show.
It's going to be fun.
I can't wait to see what they are.
I can't even imagine.
All right? It's Panic at the Disco on DJX. Hey, 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So yesterday was a unique day because there was no sports anywhere, really. But
except
yesterday,
the ESPYs.
Well, yeah. That's why they do the ESPYs.
Yeah.
Because there is no real... sports action on that day. But so yeah,
good time to have the awards.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Drew Brees, Serena Williams, U.S. Women's Soccer Team, big winners.
Alex Morgan.
2019 ESPYs. Yeah, she won best overall woman athlete.
That's cool.
Alex Morgan. So that's pretty cool. Obviously, the U.S. Women's National Team won the best team award for the females. And
it's probably a good thing they didn't let Megan Rapinoe talk.
Well, Megan Rapinoe, she did speak at the ticker tape parade in New York City. She had some good things.
I think I'll just end with this.
This was, she did actually swear, and I don't know if that's what you're talking about.
Oh, she sweared in a real big way on MSNBC, and they had to apologize.
Yeah, she
real big way.
She dropped the
MF
word, right?
Ooh,
yeah.
You don't do that on national TV.
Yeah.
Right. Listen, I mean, all of those soccer players from the Snapchat stories and everything, I mean, they were probably still drunk from...
It started in the locker room with the trophy.
Right, so they were probably all still... So anyways, this is Megan.
I think I'll just end with this. We have to be better. We have to love more, hate less.
Yeah.
We got to listen more and talk less. We got to know that this is everybody's responsibility. How do you make your community better? How do you make the people around you better? There's been so much contention in these last years. I've been a victim of that. I've been a perpetrator of that. This is my charge to everybody. Do what you can. Be more. Be better. Be bigger than you've ever been before.
There you go.
Please. I ask you.
All right, so yeah, some good stuff there to wrap up her speech.
Challenge her to take her own advice, too.
Yeah, well, you know. So there you go. The ticker tape parade for the U.S. women's soccer team. Obviously, now 4 gold cups in their belt pocket. So that, I think, is maybe even causing a stir here in Louisville where people are like, huh. Maybe Louisville could get a professional women's soccer team. So
I heard about that.
Yeah, so that's in the talks right now.
It's very early.
So there you go.
At this point, yeah.
That's some sports for you on 99.7. Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX on July 11th. There's 7-Eleven around here, right?
I think it's 7-11. Southern Indiana.
7-Eleven, it's like a convenience store. Anyways, they're offering free Slurpees. 7-Eleven.
Yeah, you say that so casually.
Right.
Slurpees. You could be Slurpee hopping and make it a whole day and go to all of them.
That's
what I used to do.
You could.
It's so fun.
They are my sister's favorite.
You could. So yeah, free small Slurpee to every person who walks in their door from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. So the 11s and the 7s all are at play here today on July 11th.
I like this. Like every day there's something free going on.
Yeah, kind of during the summer.
It's been like a run of that, yeah.
Right. Like a free donut day, a free Slurpee day.
My kids slayed the day at Chick-fil-A. Oh, the dressed as cows.
Sure, the free Chick-fil-A day or something like that.
Yeah, that was fun. And you don't have to dress up for this one. You just walk on in all swampy and sweaty and you get yourself a little Slurpee.
I deserve my Slurpee.
I know. Look at how swampy and sweaty I am. Yes. Give me my Slurpee now, please. All right, so yeah, that's today at all 7-Eleven. Coming up next, when you find love or you think you found love, and she's vaping, or maybe she's in a lift, or, you know, whatever.
Not paying attention, walking in the parking lot, walks into the side mirror.
Yeah, all that stuff. Maybe it's love, and so you go to Craigslist misconnections. We'll do that next after Post Malone on DJX.
DJX.
You know, when you think you've found love, but alas, you don't follow up for whatever reason, so you go to Craigslist to the misconnections section. You guys will have that connection once again.
You know, we get aggressive when we say find love. It's really finding like first. We graduate to love, don't we?
Sure. We'll get there.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. I'm going to try to put my dude voice on and keep it through the whole thing.
All right.
It's kind of hard.
All right.
Man for woman, parking lot hottie.
Hey.
That's how I get there.
Good. No.
Get low.
You was walking to your car. You caught me staring at you. Seemed a little creeped out first until you realized I was smoking hot.
Okay.
Then you walked past me while I was sitting in my car. We both stared like our souls was interconnected and having a deep convo about who came up with the idea of sprinkles and why they belonged on donuts.
Wow. Okay.
Honestly, valid questions.
I am kind of contemplating that right now. Like, who did come up with the genius idea of sprinkles?
Genius.
Yeah, weird, but delightful. I was vaping. You was vaping. It's like time stood still until you ran into your side mirror not paying attention.
Oh.
Ouch.
That looked like it hurt your boozies.
Your what?
Boozies.
I'll put your hands down.
Gesture region.
Okay. Hand gestures.
Clumsy hot vape girl in the parking lot. Let's get donuts together. Ow. I hope your boozies don't hurt anymore.
There's a lot there. A lot to process.
It was like a scene in a movie, wasn't it? The way you told it. I saw it happening in my noggin.
A vape cloud.
A vape cloud dissipates and there she is.
Craigslist. Missed connection. Drunk woman in Lyft Friday night. Man for woman. You were probably in your mid-30s, a bit chubby, but really cute.
Oh, why? That's not a compliment.
You were pretty drunk. Like drunk.
Like drunk.
I picked you up from a house, I think in the East End, where you had been swimming.
She was swimming at someone's house?
I thought that was weird, but I didn't judge.
Hey, pool party.
Your name was Mary. It might have just been since you were drunk, but you flirted with me a lot. You told me I reminded you of a hot Bigfoot. All right. I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, I got a picture in my brain like I'm thinking hairy dude.
It was a little after one and you were in a blue dress, still with drink in hand and nearly yacked. But like a lady.
Like a lady.
Held it together until you fell out of the car. Wow. So.
It's talent.
Romance over a hot Bigfoot and some donut sprinkles?
Well, we're vaping in the parking lot.
Sure. All right.
Yeah.
Again.
That's fun.
It just goes to show there's someone for everyone.
Well, and you don't know where you're going to come across love.
Oh, no.
Craigslist. Missed connection. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. A little while ago, we got a text message from Chad, our buddy over at Ernie's Print Shop, who sends us stickers from time to time that are just from, like, sayings on the show. And he says
he gets inspired by stories that are featured.
He said he's bringing in a box today, artwork that made my wife question things about our marriage. So we're like, we don't want to drive a wedge,
that's
right?
That's aggressive. We don't want to break up marriages, Chad.
Right. But Megan texts in and she's like, I'm betting on #Kelly's crotch pants stickers.
Oh, No.
We were talking about Kelly, borrowing some clothes and from that cute little shop. And then, sending it back and then other people getting, Kelly's crotch pants.
Listen, yes. We don't need to say it like that.
They're not going to give you clothes anymore.
You're acting like I don't wear undergarments.
I'm just saying. I just think it's funny.
It's fine.
So
that's the sticker that we'll put on it when we resell it.
No, here's my bet. Here's my guess. I think you had mentioned something else. I think is a moment on the show when Ben demonstrated on my thumbs how to milk a cow. And I might have said at some point, just milk me. Get it over with. That might have been a moment that Chad might have been inspired by as well.
Right.
Like now I'm picturing my head on a cow and Ben sitting there
with your
milk and
Wow, you and your hands.
That's what you do when you milk a cow, is it not?
It is.
Is it not?
Well, you're doing it a bit aggressively, and I don't think the cow would be very relaxed.
Is that too fast?
You're pumping too fast.
I'll slow it down.
All right. My gosh. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So I get in this morning and Kelly's like, I got a bone to pick with you.
I'm angry. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When were you going to tell me that you're leaving the show?
That is quite a bomb to drop.
It is a little bit of a bomb. I thought so too last night.
Why are you smiling right now, Ben? If you're leaving us.
You're leaving to go be a little producer boy on some random show, I learned last night in my dream. When were you going to tell me?
So Kelly walks in. She's like, I'm mad at you about something that happened in my dream.
Furious and heartbroken, actually.
All the time.
Furious and heartbroken. Like, I had to find out like that. In my dream. that you were going to leave and go be producer boy in some random show in some random city. I said, so you're just leaving? Yep, I'm leaving in a week.
So where are you? Walk me through how you found out.
We were on the air. And just, I think, I don't know if I just magically got the knowledge that you're leaving.
Yeah.
And you're just looking at me with that look. And you're just like, you're leaving? And you're like, yeah.
Like, what?
No big deal.
Yeah, what?
Like, when were you going to do? You didn't feel the need to discuss this? Like, that you were even contemplating that idea?
Why
you're just leaving.
Like a divorce?
It would be like one, right?
I'm like, I thought we were going to ride out our career together. Like, this was a deal. It was solid.
We had something.
We had a brand. It's the BK.
Would I spend weekends
combo
with Ben and like weekdays with Kelly?
Yeah. I was like, I was furious. Like, I woke up very upset.
So
I'm
was
very
this,
upset still.
Wait, here, hang on.
I'm upset.
Tell me, was this a career advancement for me?
No. You were going to go be a producer boy. Like, produce, like you're just the little minion on the side for some show. I don't even know what city.
You don't know.
You're moving the family, though.
Oh, so wasn't
no management. No, you're not going to be, like, operations manager anymore. You're not going to be a little format captain in the entire company. Nope, none of that. You're just going to go be a producer. Where I'm like, really? That's,
Kelly,
that's
let
what
me
you
live my life
right now?
Let me live my life. It's my dream.
Just need, like, simple life.
Did Elizabeth sign off on that?
Wow.
Like, yeah, I'm upset. I'm upset that you didn't even consult me about it.
Yeah,
that you
so
just
Kelly
like
walks
I came in,
in
just knowing you were leaving, and then you just give me that look on your face like, you know?
Yeah, Kelly walks in this morning and she's like, I have a bone to pick with you. So like I am like, still upset.
Very upset.
I am very upset.
Not over this.
That you are leaving the show.
And then
I dreamt it. And
I went
still
to
mad.
Go vent. I went to go vent about it in a bathroom that was apparently a closet. A janitor's closet.
So
it was a very dirty facility, and I was upset about that as well.
Did the other person that you were venting to, did they already know the news?
No, or there was nobody else in the entire building.
Okay.
It was a very shabby, weird ghost building.
All right, well, sorry you had to find out that
way.
Sorry you had
to
find out
that way. I'm upset. I thought that we knew each other better than that, and we were going to talk to each other about those kinds of life decisions.
Sure. That happens.
I'm
it
upset.
Happens. I'm so sorry.
I'm
so
upset.
Sorry. Oh my God. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Already thick outside. 81. Going to get up to 91 today. So according to Wave 3 News storm tracking team, 80s tomorrow. And then for your weekend, sunshine, mid-90s. So, man, welcome to it. Welcome to it.
Soupy.
All right. It is your DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital, Ariana Grande, Lexington, Winning Words at 7, 9, noon, 3, and 5. So get the word dangerous into the website right now.
WDJX.com. DANGEROUS. Dangerous.
There you go. Yeah, that word could get you to Lexington to see Ariana Grande when she performs in November. So dangerous, WDJX.com. Feel good. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com.
We were on the hunt for Scooter Girl.
Yeah.
Scooter Girl. Did you hear about this? So this is kind of fun. There was a wedding photo session happening.
Right.
Like the groom and all of his groomsmen.
Sure.
And there was this person on a scooter who noticed that it was happening, saw an opportunity, and took it.
I just seen this wedding party, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I like doing stuff like that, you know, and just hoping that they won't get mad. I just kind of zoomed through the first time.
Zoom! Yeah, the photo is very candid. It shows her just like, woo! Yeah,
and
like,
the look on her face is, woo!
Yeah.
She's on like one of those Lime scooters, like the bird ones. Yeah,
yes. That's Kenyatta Jefferson.
A Zoom captured forever, much to the delight of groom Matt Riley.
I think the collective sound was like a child screaming is what it sounded like. I don't know if anyone said any words.
It sounded like a child screaming.
But everybody, like all the groomsmen, they reacted perfectly in the picture. It's kind of fantastic. And then, of course, like as soon as she zoomed in the picture, she zoomed away.
Yeah.
And so the photographer kind of put this post up on Facebook. They wanted to try to find her. Hashtag find scooter girl, and they found her.
Yeah.
So local news is that's how they got that audio, because word got around. She's like, yep, that's me.
Right.
Who is she?
She's pretty fun.
That is cool.
It's kind of great.
All right. We'll share that up on our Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see the picture and all that.
It's pretty iconic.
That's Feel Good. Do them every hour here on 99.7. Back. Taylor, 99.7, DJX. Again, Ariana Grande, the DJX All Access Summer. Get the word dangerous into the website at WDJX.com. DANGEROUS. Taylor Swift topping Forbes' annual list of the world's highest paid celebrities. Did I say Forbes or Forbes?
Oh, you meant Forbes. We knew that.
Yeah, I heard Forbes.
Like the car?
Uh-huh. Like, I don't think they're paying celebrities, but yeah.
Ford's list, or no, it's Forbes list of highest paid celebrities. So yeah, she beat out Kylie Jenner and Kanye West, who I just read a story about Kanye West. Like, he was $53 million in debt just like 3 years ago. Like, dang, man.
Casual.
And now he's going to be a billionaire because of Yeezys.
Right, because of his shoes. So,
and
look at that.
There's an article up on our website, WDJX.com. He has an idea to build housing for the homeless that looks like Luke Skywalker's home in Star Wars A New Hope.
In, what was his home planet?
Tatooine?
Tatooine?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's a mega like Star Wars fan. No, not underground, honey. They're like, they look like little sand igloos. Like, above ground.
Are these like those, I saw on Amazon for like under 20 grand, it's like build your own like mini home? Is it something
tiny
like
house.
That? Well, tiny house. Yes.
I don't know exactly
way,
how small it
good.
Is. Either way, yeah. He's going to build, you know, housing for the homeless, which if it looks cool. All right. Bonus.
All right, then. Maroon 5, 99.70. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. By the way, all this weekend, we're going to be giving away Ed Sheeran's new album, the number 6 collaborations project. So that's pretty cool. Coming out tomorrow, all weekend, we'll have that album to give away on 99.7 DJX. Cardi B is featured on, I mean, he's got everybody. He's got everybody from Bruno Mars, Chris Stapleton, obviously Justin Bieber and Chance the Rapper.
If I was a singer and I wasn't included, I'd be offended.
Yeah. Right. He's got H.E.R.
I'm not good enough.
Right.
You can't sit with us.
50 Cent, Eminem, all these people, all these features on his album, including Cardi B, which actually she celebrated the birthday of her daughter who turned 1 year old yesterday, Culture. And I saw that she had written a song for her and I was like, okay, I don't know how to take this. Like, it could either go one of two ways. It could be very sweet. We could see a side of Cardi B that, you know, we don't necessarily see depicted on social media.
Or it's gonna be laced
with swears. Or it'll be like, be this, be that. Like, right. So I'll let you listen to it.
I'm seeing all my business while I scroll on the phone. I was hoping that we could have this moment alone. But ain't no secret that the internet is safe with. And with these vlogs, it seem like nothing is sacred. I ain't even meet you and I love you to death. Perform live on TV, I hit you under my dress.
I mean, she's kind of going in there and it sounds like professionally done.
Is it weird that I'm nervous?
Yeah,
I'm real nervous.
No, you're fine.
I'm real nervous.
The ruffles, the fur coats, 100 different ways, but seems like you're getting larger every day. I'm overwhelmed. Pressure starting to swell. The time to turn in my album is winding down. So I locked in, started working. I was driven, hearing public opinions about my private decisions. And that right there, see, love to drive you crazy. Complete strangers, talking about my baby. Coming from people that never used to check for me. They brought opinions, but nothing off the registry.
Okay.
They
bought opinions, but nothing off the registry. I like that line.
Okie doke.
So there you go. I was just impressed that Cardi B went 43 seconds without swearing.
Without any swears. is that a record for
that
her?
That was very, very impressive. Yeah. Very impressive.
We can never post any of her social media because it's laced with swear.
She just keeps it real.
Okay.
She just keeps it real.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah. So Cardi B there singing to her daughter, Culture.
Up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
It is Thursday, so we take a dive into the issues that you may be having. Not everybody's perfect, right? Not everybody's perfect.
We all have our problems.
A lot of times you want to ask your friends, hey, what do you think I should do?
Yeah. More Megan.
The risk of your listeners lighting me up because they think I'm hanging on her.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I smell a cat fight.
All right, so that is on the way. Free therapy on the way in just about. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I don't know if you recently just took a plane trip or you're getting ready to take a plane trip or something, but this tweet I ran across made me laugh. It's a tweet from Drew. He writes to Delta. And, you know, whenever you, like, tweet at airlines, they always respond back. And maybe they don't always, but they respond back normally with, like, you know, thank you for letting us know. Please contact this so we can get
customer
more information.
Service.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. Yeah. So Drew writes, excuse me, Delta, but this is outrageous. I just got sucked through the toilet hole in one of your aircrafts, and now I'm hurtling through the sky. Can I get my money back? This never happens on Southwest. And so, obviously, I'm like, wow. I've got to click on this tweet to see if Delta actually responded.
That's pretty fun.
They did.
Oh, of course they did.
Delta said, hello, Drew. I'm sorry to learn of this. Can you provide more detail to what occurred? And so Drew then writes back, got sucked through the toilet hole. I mean, because if you've ever been on a plane and gone to the restroom there,
it's pretty forceful.
It's a forceful
flush.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
got it.
Wow. Uh-huh. And then, you know, so then I fall down the wormhole of the replies, right?
Okay. So now they're in a full on convo.
And so
there's some gifs involved.
And so another person, just, you know, a passerby says, I just want to know, did you tweet this before or after you landed? Did you die?
This is spirit, like, tweeting right now.
And Drew's like, still falling.
Still falling.
So anyways.
I am in outer space by now.
I just thought that was kind of funny.
What was that coming out of the plane in that gif?
That's pretty great. Right. I'll retweet that so you can kind of enjoy that.
That's
same.
That's a fun thread.
Yeah, same little thread there on Twitter. At Ben and Kelly Show. Coming up next, it is free therapy, and we talk to Megan after Khalid on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Every week right about this time, if you send us a message, maybe with an issue that you're going through, try to contact you and help you out there. It's a little free therapy.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
Hey, Megan.
Hey, how are you guys?
Pretty good. So, Megan, walk us through the message you sent us on Facebook.
Okay, real quick. One of the girls in our group that goes out with us dances ridiculous. Like, it's so bad. I mean, she has a blast, but it's kind of like getting embarrassing because people are like taking snapshots of her.
Aww.
And like guys won't come near us because they're just like, what is going on? Like, I think they're weirded out.
Are we talking like Elaine from Seinfeld? Like that kind of thumbs out, like kicky weird?
It is like, I don't, like a back kick and then like her face, like she's like blowing bubbles or something. And then she sticks her tongue out. I mean, it's like weird. It is so bad, you guys.
Megan, hang on. Slow down. I'm writing these moves down. This sounds good.
I'm
blowing bubbles.
I'm getting a mental picture. Like, right. Does she think she, like, do you think she practices in the mirror and that she looks like hot, like a video chick?
I don't think she's looking in the mirror. I'm pretty positive. If she looked in the mirror, she would not be doing this.
She's trying to start a new viral trend for, like, the next dance move out there.
Oh, yeah, so. Maybe.
I guess so.
Maybe
so,
she's like, this is the next floss.
So she's kind of ruining your game.
Oh, my gosh. It's so bad. I mean, like, guys just don't come near us. They won't talk to us. I mean, I want to say something because she's, like, literally ruining the rest of our girl group's game. Like, but I don't want to make her feel insecure and at the risk of your listeners lighting me up because they think I'm hating on her. And I'd like to hear what they have to say. I mean, how they would approach it. I mean, honestly, I'm not being catty and selfish. I love her. I don't want people making fun of her. Like, they're making fun of her. I mean, it's bad.
No, wait. Like, on a hotness scale, how hot is she? Like, can she pull this off because she's that hot?
I mean, she is hot, but no, nobody can pull this off. Like, I mean,
oh my gosh.
Like, she's like a 10, but no, the dancing's like a 0.
Okay. So like, well, you know, like, yeah. Hot people get away with more than others.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was just kinda asking. This isn't happening. No, yeah. It takes a lot of alcohol.
Like,
yeah.
Maybe, like, her intention of going out is strictly to have a good time. Like, maybe she doesn't care about, like,
Guys
even coming towards them.
Yes.
She's just like, it's girls' night. I don't even want guys to interrupt us.
So. Maybe she's trying to repel guys.
Yes. I don't know. Like, when I go out, like, I want it to be all about just, like, hanging out with my girlfriend. So I've danced, like, stupid. But, like,
That's what you do?
But I have a boyfriend, too. So for me, I'm just kind of like, I don't care if guys come up to us, but I don't have guys videotape me.
Well, Megan, we got a bunch of people texting us right now, so hopefully we can point you down the path on how to approach this with your friend.
Like, I really wish we had video. Really upset that we don't have video.
Oh my god, it's so bad.
All right, Megan, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Actually, pretty much everybody's like, I need video. I need video of this. I need video.
I feel like we need to investigate just how bad it is.
I need video of this. And one text is just like, shut her down. Just shut her down.
Wow.
Oh, that's so savage.
I know.
Holly's just kind of like, hey, you know what? Blame it on the goose. Blame it on the alcohol.
All right, Our friend is so wasted every time she goes out.
Oh my gosh. Another text was just like, say it's a medical condition. Medical condition. Dancing that way? I don't really get that.
Me.
No. All right. 502-571-9970. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, free therapy. Megan called us and she was like, hey, my friend dances all goofy when we go out, and
it's kind of embarrassing.
It's kind of a guy repellent.
Yeah.
The rest of the crew. So what should she do? Bethany texts in and says, I mean, you can make up excuses for her dancing all you want, but no one's even going to get to her, hear them. If they won't come within 10 feet of you. Now, take a video of her dancing, show it to her later when she's sober, maybe the eye opener she needs. A lot of people are like, just video her and show her. Another person said, imitate the dance moves so her friend can see what she's doing. Maybe Megan will have so much fun dancing like that that she'll decide that
she won't care.
She won't care.
Yes. I feel like, you got to just join the party, maybe.
But, I feel like if you join her, she's not going to be like, whoa, like, you're such a bad dancer now. Wait a minute, I'm doing the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, people are like, I miss the original call. Is she dancing like Elaine from Seinfeld?
And that was my question.
That was like a really old clip from a show.
But it's iconic.
Back in the 90s, yeah, where she's kind of
Just look
like,
up Seinfeld Elaine dancing.
Where she's like kicking and like doing weird punching motions.
Yes.
Yeah, with the thumbs. I think Megan described it as she looked like she was blowing bubbles. I didn't see that coming. I don't know. I mean, I've done the grocery cart before, but I've never done the blowing bubbles dance. Kelly's trying to do it. Like a lip pucker?
Maybe almost like... Maybe blowing? I don't know.
Yeah, but you'd have to have your hand up, like.
Oh, maybe that's it. Let's do a boomerang of that. Put that up on the Insta. That'll be our best interpretation.
Well, I like what Tracy had said, because she said to sign her up for a dance class with plenty of mirrors. Then if she decides to keep doing that, then she's going to see herself and maybe she'll change her mind. But if not, just like let her be herself.
She may think she's slaying the game. She might think that she belongs on now. Like that's so you think you can dance or something.
Maybe, but with all the mirrors, like you're very vulnerable.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, hey, sign up the girl group for like a hip hop dance class.
Yes.
And get them all in there and let the instructors be the ones that are like, hey.
But an instructor's never going to be that mean either.
Instead of doing that, why don't you try doing this?
No one's going to do that.
All right. Well, until we get video, I guess we're just not going to know, right?
Okay.
So anyways, at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook and Insta, or you can always text 502-571-996. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, on the website at WDJX.com. Just click win. A bunch of stuff to get in to win. Everything from Holiday World Splash Safari tickets to the U.S. Classic Gymnastics making its first appearance at the Yum Center July 19th through the 20th. Athletes competing on all different levels. We've got those to win as well. Tickets to see that up at WDJX.com. So that's pretty cool there. All right, feel good. do this every single hour, brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com.
What makes you cry? What would really make you well up? It's not your wedding, not the birth of your kids. What would it be?
Usually the scene from Braveheart always makes me tear up a little bit, or when I see commercials about like dads and daughters.
Okay, think about one of those right now. See if you can get there. There's a reason for it.
Should I grunt?
Do you grunt when you cry? Do you have to really push it out? Okay. Listen, we don't need you to poop. That's not what we need right now. Okay. There's a reason I'm asking you to cry.
Yeah, please, tell
and
me.
In fact, there is a certain like time of day, a little window of time that you should try to schedule to do the crying.
Why?
It can help you lose weight.
Oh. Wait, are you suggesting?
Apparently doctors are saying that crying can help you lose weight. News in Charlotte did this story.
In other news, it turns out your tears could help you shed pounds.
Okay.
Experts say that the optimal time to shed a few tears, you want to schedule it, is between 7 and 9 o'clock at night.
Your evening's scary. You shed a few tears. Think about the next day.
I do cry a lot. I'm not seeing the benefits of that.
Wow. That was...
So between 7 and 9 p.m., if you feel like you're going to be sad at some point of the day, like
that
make it...
That would be the day to do it?
Yeah, well, the time of day, yes. Between 7 and 9, that's when you should try to be sad. Try to get that good cry out.
Okay.
Might shed some LBs.
Listen, you're usually going on like runs with your daughter at that time. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. We're going to cancel that. Set up a little cry time. Watch a sad video. Watch some Braveheart or whatever you said makes you cry.
Like, personally, I could maybe get there thinking of a world with no chocolate. Right?
Okay.
Hang on. Hang on. No chocolate? That's pretty good, wasn't it?
Wow.
Wow. That's pretty good. I started to get like deeply emotional.
Kelly can fake it pretty well.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. There you go. That's real good.
I can make you cry too.
On 99.7. I'm a sucker for you. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Does swimming count as taking a bath or a shower?
I can't believe this is a debate. No, sir. No, it does not. Because then you have like the chlorine kind of chemically like film on you.
Film.
I smell it on my kids.
But doesn't chlorine kill like everything?
I was
going to
say, exactly.
That's the argument.
Cat's got a point.
They say that you're more
sterile.
It's
just like soap.
Yeah. You almost said soup.
I did.
I don't think so. And it's weird that Twitter is debating this.
Well, it's not good for your hair because like if you're... I know, like, if you're blonde and you don't wash it out, your hair can turn green. But as
it's
a ginger,
very straw-like.
I think it depends on the person. Like, maybe Kelly, that wouldn't count. But
no,
you,
that would count.
She has fake blonde hair.
But for you, maybe it could count.
Yes, there are. But look, it looks more
great.
Of a light brown.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, you just recently got it colored,
yes,
right? Yeah, it looks great.
I did. Thank you.
What? What I noticed?
I don't trust your compliments.
Why?
But okay. No, swimming is not a bath. End of story.
Angie just texts, well, it kind of depends on the pool. Are we talking about public pools? Because people pee in pools.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. No, yeah. Going to the public pool does not mean that's your bath. Nope, nope, nope.
Yeah, we're definitely talking about like a chlorine-filled pool. Because if you swim in a lake, that's not necessarily as sterile as
maybe a pool.
But a lot of times, I will say from personal experience... I will go swimming, and I'll be like, you know what?
I'm clean.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Oh,
yeah. I'm all right.
You got the sweat stank off your body
in
that pool.
That's right.
Well,
everything's good.
We had an intern at one time that thought that if you go to the gym and sweat, that cleanses your body. So therefore, no showers needed.
Yeah.
Also, not true.
Wow. Not true for him. We'll say that. All right. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Okay, great. Did we shut it down?
I don't know.
I felt like we shut it down.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Excuse me there. I feel like I cleared my throat right as I was getting ready. Excuse me. Let me clear my throat here. All right. There we go. Good morning, guys. It's Ben and Kelly here, 822, 99.7 DJX. Going to get up to about 91 today. Kind of a sticky sort of day. 80s tomorrow, then the weekend, mid-90s and sun on 99.7 DJX. Last night, the ESPYs, your boy Drew Brees.
Yeah.
He was a winner. I only say your boy
because he's
a Purdue alum.
Yes,
graduated from Purdue. But yeah, Serena Williams was another big winner there, and the U.S. women's soccer team were big winners at the ESPY Awards last night. So that's, you know, they always hold the ESPY Awards then because there's historically like no actual sports on.
Right.
Because it's after the All-Star game for baseball. Soccer's kind of wrapped up. There's
them to show up. So you got to find a time.
You
got to
find a time. There's no basketball before football starts and all that. So, congratulations to all of those winners, including Alex Morgan. Yeah, she got best female athlete there.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, cool there. All right, coming up next, it's Throwback Thursday. All right. So
it's Fast, it's Furious. It's in your face.
Yeah. We take your requests at Ben and Kelly Show and just kind of throw a bunch of songs together. And we'll see what we got. All right.
Will there be a theme emerge in hashtag form? That's always the fun. You never know.
I don't know. Swimming pool stank. There's potato salad. There's
I already got one. That's the hashtag.
9 pounds of potato salad. Well, that was for the early risers.
Yeah, that was early risers.
That was really early.
All right, but that's coming up next. Your requests make up our playlist.
Hashtag
coming up.
Cry on purpose.
Maybe.
Ben and Kelly are throwing it back. Throwback. Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so congrats, Karen. As a Ben's cough thing. Now I want Let Me Clear My Throat for TBT.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes when you forget that the mics are on, you're like, excuse me.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Throwback Thursday. It's just a bunch of songs played back to back to back to back. Your requests make up our playlist at Ben and Kelly Show, 99.7 DJX.
Some of y'all might know this, and some of y'all don't. Some of y'all might get with this, and some of y'all won't, but listen. Let me clear my throat. Oh, have mercy, babe. Ha! I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. Special dedication going out to everybody here in Bahama Bay in Philadelphia. Here we go now, check it out. Rock to the rhythm of the funky vibe, so I can get busy just one more time to the beat. And you don't quit. It's that old school rap with that new school hit. Beat the pipe and pick the pep up, a cool rap to rock, and I can still rip up the house. Every goddamn time I get on the mic, I go crazy. Peace out to CeeLo, Flex, and Doug Lazy. I bet you never knew, but now you know. I'm the undisputed king of this disco, and I never let the mic magnetize me no more. Cause DJ Kool rip up the whole damn flow. Now I'ma rock the rhyme with the greatest of these, and swing it like a man on the fried trapeze. And if you don't like it, you can grab on these. And now I need some help for the right show, please. Jam! Yeah. Ha! So look at here. Check the flavor of the rhythm I wrote. And while I get a chance here,
let me clear my throat. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Matthew, he's like, oh, best day ever, TBT. It's been a week. No, we feel you, Matthew. We feel you a week.
I'm so sorry.
I know. Throwback Thursday.
Do you remember? Do you remember when we met that summer? New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. Summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish. But she's been gone since that summer. Hip-hop mama, they speak in span. Met you one summer and it all began. You're the best girl that I ever did see. The great Larry Bird jersey, 33. When you take a sip, you buzz like a hornet. Billy Shakespeare wrote a whole bunch of sonnets. Call me Willie Whistle cause I can't speak, baby. Something in your eyes went and drove me crazy. Now I can't forget you and it makes me mad. Left one day and never came back. Stayed all summer then went back home. Macaulay Culkin wasn't home alone. Fell deep in love but now we ain't speaking. Michael J. Fox was Alex P. Keaton. When I met you I said my name is Rich. You look like a girl from Abercrombie and Fitch. New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish.
She's been gone since that summer.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Wow. Jennifer, first week back from vacation. I'm going to need some Evanescence. Hashtag, let's start the rock train.
Uh-oh. Oh,
wow.
Oh, wow.
Moody.
How can you see into my eyes like open doors? Leading you down into my core where I become so
coursing through my veins. Coursing through my veins. Hi there. Welcome to the show, friends. It is your old pals, Ben and Kelly here.
Hi there.
Throwback Thursday.
Welcome, everyone.
On 99.7 DJX.
Everything's so blurry, everyone's so fake.
Songs on Throwback Thursday have been a mood, haven't they?
They have been moody.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Gotcha, Kelsey. I'm Blue, TBT.
Yo, listen up. Here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him, inside and outside. Blue his house with the blue little and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, cause he ain't got nobody to listen to.
The stadium just starts bumping.
Nothing.
These guys are jumping up and down.
Strobe lights.
Oh, God, get the
car
down. Oh.
The jump
goes
the paper.
I just can't. Okay.
You
can't get it out. Hang on a second. Let me slam this Red Bull real quick. Monster Energy drink. Oh, God, I'm seeing pretty colors.
Wow. We are never going to be invited to announce at a car stadium. Ever. Ever.
Oh, Oh, God.
Wow.
It's hard holding my breath that long. Throwback Thursday. 99.7.
DJ X.
All right, we got you, Nicole. She's like Christina Aguilera. Hashtag genie in a bottle.
Wow. The OG. Right? The OG song for her?
Throwback Thursday.
Century of lonely nights, waiting for someone to release me. You look in your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm gonna give it away, baby, baby, baby.
Seven DJX tweets at Ben and Kelly Show. Brianna, I live for this day every single week, and sometimes I'm late for work, but that's okay. You know what? It's
yes,
all right.
Yes, it is.
It's all right.
I think it's officially okayed as an excuse. I think
talk
officially.
To your boss for you.
technically okay. Yeah. Throwback Thursday. DJX, Nate. Oh, I feel you, buddy. Air broken in my kitchen at work. Need a song to cool off, please.
Oh, gosh, Nate.
Oh.
Sending
Ooh.
Prayers.
Hashtag sweats. Hashtag baby powder. Hashtag cooler than me.
If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably 'cause you think you're cooler than me. Got your highbrow shoes on your feet, and you wear them around like it ain't you. But you don't know the way that you look when your steps make that much noise. Shh, I got you all figured out. You need everyone's eyes just to feel seen behind your makeup. Nobody knows who you even are. Who do you think that you are? I could write you a song to make you fall in love. I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Your tweets, texts make up our playlist. Kelby, I think we should go ahead and get out of the way.
No. What? Do we? What?
And play the, quote, greatest rock band of all time. Gosh, I wonder what Kelby is thinking about.
Never mind.
Oh, yeah!
Greatest rock band of all time.
Seven out of
sense of feeling, and this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you to say sorry. I was waiting on a different story. This time I'm mistaken for handing you a heart worth breaking. And I've been wrong, I've been down, been to the bottom of every bottle. These five words in my head scream out, we haven't fun yet. Yeah, 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 no, no, yeah.
You would be lying if you are not mouthing the words to this song. Everybody knows every dang word to the Nickelback, How You Remind Me. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Text from a listener, need bump, 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 B2K. Oh, we got gotcha. You.
Everybody needs that.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We're sending it out to all the ladies.
And all my sexy mamas.
And all the sexy, sexy mamas. Yeah.
And their sexy mamas, mamas.
To give you what the you sexy mamas. You know I like it when your body go bump, bump, bump. Oh, welcome. B2K. Yo, oh, talk to him, player.
Yeah. I like your little sexy style. Love it when you're getting wild. Girl in the club with me.
Come over here, let me talk to you for a minute. Yeah, I gotta tell you something.
Girl, you need to be in magazines with a crown on your head, cause you's a ghetto queen. Like bling, bling, bling.
Come on. You're fine, girl.
The way you're shaking that sexy body shaped like an hourglass. Can you spend some time?
Let's do it, y'all.
I want to get you to myself, on me and nobody else, and do the things we do. Maybe there is something that I need from
come
you.
Come on, baby, turn around and let me see that sexy body go bump, bump, bump.
That is all I want to see. Baby, show me.
Come on,
show
baby,
me.
Turn around and let me see that sexy body go bump, bump, bump.
The way you throw that thing in me.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Got a tweet from Kristen. When Throwback Thursday comes on and you realize it's your Friday. Yes!
Yes!
That happens sometimes.
That's pretty great.
Needs Britney Spears Circus. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
There's only two types of people in the world.
Just two.
The ones that entertain and the ones that
observe.
What are you doing,
sir? Well, baby, I'm doing hand dancing.
Kind of girl. Don't let the back seat, gotta be first. I'm the new leader, I call the shots. I'm like a firecracker, I make it hot. When I put on a show, feel the adrenaline moving through my veins. Spotlight on me and I'm ready to break. I'm like a performer, the dance floor is my stage. Better be ready, hope that you feel the same.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. All right, we got...
Emily, currently running 15 minutes late for work. Hangry, already a bad day. Need something to pump me up on this lovely morning. And yes, 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 that was sarcasm.
All right, wow.
Gotcha,
all right,
fam.
Sarah, take it back to the early 2000s with Peaches and Cream. We got
you. Let me tell you what I want to do. Let me show you that I feel you. Wanna freak, wanna ride with you. Wanna taste when I put my lips all over you. Can't get enough of you. Always thinking of you. So sweet, I can't forget. So good, girl, you make me sweat. But I'm talking about
Peaches and Cream.
Oh,
I really got you moving on my feet.
That's right.
You're freaking out, I'm feeling the dream. It's even better when it's with ice cream.
Know what I mean? Peaches and Cream.
I need to got you moving on my feet. Getting freaking out, I'm
feeling
the dream.
Girl, you taste so good to me.
Ice cream.
Oh, oh, oh.
I never thought that I would be
addicted to you. On top, underneath, on the side of you. Better yet, baby, right next to you. I love the way you're just flowing down, and I can feel it all around. In the front, in the back of you. Ooh, I love the smell of you. Girl, you know what I'm talking about. I'm know what I mean? Peaches and cream.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
I now need ice cream. Anybody else think of ice cream?
Very good. Very good. Very good. Courtney, I want Party Like a Rockstar. Sorry, we don't have Party Like a Rockstar. Actually, we only have 13 seconds of it, so I'm playing Party Rock Anthem. So I hope that's okay for you, okay? It has both party and rock in your request.
Just the tip. Seriously.
All right. So I can only play about 13 seconds of your song, so I don't know. Corrupt file or something. Throwback Thursday.
Let's go.
Party Rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
Yeah.
And we gon' make you lose your mind.
Woo.
Everybody just have a good time.
Clap.
Party Rock is in the house tonight.
Oh.
Everybody just have a good time.
I can feel it.
And we gon' make you lose your mind.
Yeah.
We just wanna see you
shake that.
She on my jock, huh? Now stop when we in the spot. Booty moving weight like she on the block. With a drink, I got to know. Tight jeans, tattoo, cause I'm rock, rock. Half black, half white, diamond now. Gang of money, open up.
Yeah, I'm running through these halls like Drano. I got that devilish flow. Rock and roll, no halo. We party rock. Yeah, that's the crew that I'm repping. On a rise to the top, no letting our Zeppelin.
Hey,
party rock is in the house tonight.
Throwback Thursday.
You're the coaster.
99.7 DJX.
I can't not. Sorry.
You're like referring to a song that
Party Rick
has been. Like,
it's iconic in this show's fabric.
Okay.
You
sure.
Trained our brains poorly, Ben.
Adam, we got ya.
Check it out. Going out on a late night. Looking tight, feeling nice. It's a fight. I can tell. I just know that it's going down tonight. When the kid put his hands on me, but you see, I'm not here for your entertainment. You don't really wanna mess with me tonight. Just stop and take a second. I was fine before you walked into my life. Cause you know it's over before it began. Keep your drink, just give me the money. It's just you and your hand tonight.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Jacqueline says Panera in St. Matthews. Listen to you guys right now. We love you. Need to hear some booty popping music.
Ooh, I do love those strawberry poppy seed salads.
Now I'm more hungry.
I'm really hungry now.
Okay.
But let's pop our booty to burn those calories.
Booty popping music. Throwback Thursday.
Pockets flooded with paper, born as a Missouri state. A mommy gon' take it low. If you can, then touch your toes. You and your partner them, you can get dollars then. Trickin' ain't in my blood, but I'ma make it rain. I'm too rich for dollar bills, I consider that as change. 25's on my range, know that that's an odd number. The way that you tootin' that thing can make the guys wonder of what's underneath, or even if it's real. I'm hoping she's a freak, cause I ain't tryna chill. I'm trying to get it poppin' with a shorty like mine that's willing to drop it low enough to blow my mind. It's ain't too easy and bow wheezy. Let's see if she can get lower than before on the remix.
Toot that thing up, mommy, make it roll. Once you pop, pop, lock it for me, girl, get low. If your mama gave it to your baby girl, let it show. Once you pop, pop, drop it for me, maybe we can roll.
Oh!
booty popping music.
That is wowie wow wow. All
right.
We popped our booties.
Yeah. Joe cracked the door. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 Jags. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard played back to back to back to back to back. Terror Squad. Throwback Thursday.
Got to do it. Let you know from the gate, I don't baby. I want a chick with dick hips and licks her lips. She could be the office type, but like the strip. Girl, you get me aroused, how you look in my eye. But you talk too much, man, you're ruining my. I wanna lose the feeling, cause the roof is ceiling is on fire. And you looking good for the getting, I'm a rider. Whether in a hoodie or a linen, a provider. You should see the jury on my women, and I'm living it up. The squad stay filling the truck with chicks that's willing to trizz with us. You say you got a man. You're in love, but what's love got to do with a little after the party, me and you could just slide for a few and she could come too. That's love. Got to do it.
Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Text message. Today's TBT has been the greatest. Having to drive to Frankfurt, the looks I'm getting from dancing are absolutely ridiculous. Doesn't help that my car is purple.
Hey, theme colors with DJ X.
Absolutely.
Yes.
There you go. Kristen, can we get some Boom Boom Pow? On this fourth Monday of the week. All right. I get it. I don't understand that, really.
It doesn't sound like it's a good day so far, so we're going to make it better.
I'll play it for you. Throwback Thursday.
Yo, I got that hit to beat the block. You can get that bass on below. I got that rock and roll. That future flow. That digital spit. Next level visual. That boom, boom, boom. How to beat
bang. I like that boom, boom, pow. Them chickens jacking my style. They try to copy my swagger. I'm on that niche now. I'm sold 3008. You sold 2000 and late. I got that boom, boom, boom. That future boom, boom, boom. Let me get it now.
Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that 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 boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom. That boom.
Throwback Thursday. We got time for one more. Tony.
Tony, he is sweating in his warehouse. Tony the welder. They have no air.
Oh.
No, they have no air. Oh. He's a welder.
He can't wear shorts, he said.
Oh, dang.
Oh, my.
Oh, Tony.
We'll throw this out to Veronica, too, who tweeted us as well. Nelly, it's going to be sweaty 91 today. Enjoy it.
Sweaty.
DJX.
The proper way to put a cap on that.
put a cap on that.
Put a little bow on it.
Yeah, every Thursday, right about this time, we throw back to songs you haven't played in a while. Always your request, make up the playlist at Ben and Kelly Show at 99.7 DJX. On 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Sending you to Ariana Grande, Lexington. Get this word into the website. Side.
Side. S-I-D-E.
There you go. Yep. That could be your ticket to tickets to see Ariana Grande in Lexington in November. All right. Feel good. Brought to you by Raise Ford. Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com.
Did you hear Scooter Girl? Did you see a hashtag Find Scooter Girl?
Talk to me about that.
Well, it was a little bit of a viral thing that happened. This is out of Omaha, Nebraska, when there was a bridal party getting some pictures taken. It was a groom and his groomsmen, you know, sitting up there kind of doing a picture. And there was a woman on a scooter for the first time, it turns out, that saw an opportunity.
I just seen this wedding party and I was like, oh my gosh, I like doing stuff like that, you know, and just hoping that they won't get mad. I just kind of zoomed through the first time.
She did, and then she just kept going. And of course, there was this iconic picture taken that the photographer ended up putting up on Facebook because it was kind of fantastic. I mean, the look on her face is like, whoo!
Yeah, yeah, you know? She's like party crashing this this groom's photo.
And the guys are reacting.
In the background.
Yeah, they're great.
Like, whoa.
It's a great picture. So, of course, photographer puts it up there, and they're trying to find hashtag find scooter girl.
Sure.
Well, they tracked her down, and that's how we got this audio.
A Zoom captured forever, much to the delight of groom Matt Riley.
I think the collective sound was like a child screaming is what it sounded like. I don't know if anyone said any words. And I think we collectively knew all at the same moment that she had to be in the picture.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's Kenyatta Jefferson. She is AKA Scooter Girl. And she's now living her best life.
I like that.
Because
living
she's
her best life on a lime scooter.
Iconic. You can see it. We've tweeted it out. Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
All right. That's Feel Good. Do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Again, get the word side into the website at WDJX.com. And you're in to win tickets to see Ariana Grande, Lexington. As part of the All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. So that's side, S-I-D-E. You hear about the mom who ordered a cake for her daughter's birthday? There was a miscommunication, apparently.
Okay.
So
what was it supposed to say?
Yeah, the mom was just wanting like a themed cake, a Moana-themed cake.
Oh, sure. There's ton of those. It's
yeah.
a pretty, I think, common request. It's a Disney princess.
Right.
Sure. The Hawaiian one.
Right. So apparently it got miscommunicated. And Moana turned into marijuana.
Oh, dear God.
Those are really different.
Oh, that's real different.
And
yeah.
so then the cake they received had a marijuana leaf and a My Little Pony smoking a J on it.
I think they thought that she said marijuana because we're from South Georgia. We kind of have an accent. So Moana, marijuana. I guess when they said that I love cartoons, they were like, well, let's just throw a little pony on there. So they put the little pony on there and it had red eyes and it was smoking a joint with a tramp stamp of a pot leaf on its bottom.
I like that cake so much better.
Listen. She was like, you know what? Even though it was shocking, I'm still kind of impressed at the work they did.
Okay. I was very shocked. Like, it was hilarious to me. I was very impressed by the artistic, you know, capabilities of them to be able to do the design that they did.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
They were creative.
Listen, yeah. she's not gonna stop buying her cakes from Dairy Queen. It's not like one of those things where it's like, I protest and I'm, you know,
all that stuff, sure.
Boycotting Dairy Queen forever.
I like, hey, can you just do you care if we just have like creative license over this? She's like, go for it.
Well, I'm kind of surprised that whoever took the order, Dairy Queen, was like, are you sure?
No, is it?
Maybe.
It's like, hey, you know
we
what?
Don't know.
It's loud there in the restaurant. They're like, hey, can I get a Moana cake? Marijuana cake? Got it. All right, thanks, man.
You know what? Adding it to the menu.
All right, you can see it tweeted out at Ben and.
My pocket is on me. Honey, deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles. These bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up. God, I'm saying wow. Bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma will probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. Everywhere I go, catch me on the block like a Mutombo.
750 Lambo in the Utah snow. Trunk in the front like a Dumbo, yeah. Cut the roof off like a nip tuck. Pull up to the house with some big bus. Turn the kitchen counter to a strip club. Me and Dre came for the. When I got guap, all of y'all disappear. Before I drop Sony, none of y'all really care. Now they always say congratulations to the kid. And this is not a 40, but I'm pouring out the. Used to have a lot, but I got more now. Made another hit, cause I got bored now. Always going for it, never pump fourth down. Last call, Hail Mary, Prescott, touchdown, ayy. Hey. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma will probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm...
We turning it up. Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX. Of course, she's going to be in Lexington in November, and we've got tickets and all that to win as part of the DJX All Access Summer. You're listening at 7, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Of course, we told you that side is the word to get into the website at WDJX.com. That's S-I-D-E. But then be on the lookout because starting tomorrow, we're going to have the entire album for Ed Sheeran to give away up on the website.
Which has like everybody on the planet Earth.
Yeah.
Like doing a song with him. And I'm to the point where if I am an artist and I wasn't invited to do a duet with him, I'd be insulted.
You're like, hey, wasn't that good enough?
Where's my invite?
Right. That's all day starting tomorrow. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So we started the show talking about potato salad.
Are you admitting that and to everybody right now?
And the 9 pounds of potato salad I accidentally bought, froze it, and then decided that after freezing it, that probably wasn't the best of ideas. But anyways, then we get a text message from Chad, our buddy over at Ernie's Print Shop, that's all like, hey, bring and buy some more stickers. My wife's concerned about me now because of the image that I have depicted on the sticker.
Yeah, he basically said he thinks he might ruin his marriage with this one. And like, this might be the one that breaks him.
And yes. So, you know, if you've listened to the show, Chad is our buddy over there at Ernie's Print Shop, and he's, from time to time, will just drop off some stickers that he's created.
He gets inspired.
Based on something that we've said or something that he's heard on the show.
A story we've talked about. Yes, he's very creative, and we've never asked him one time to do all this stuff. He just gets inspired, does it, drops them off. We never know when he's showing up.
Yeah, and so, you know, we were thinking, okay, well, what recently were we talking about? We were talking about the fact that, you know, Kelly gets some clothes, but then she has to return them. So maybe... Yeah. Maybe it has a little, maybe it's a Kelly K Stank sticker or something like that.
I have a little clothing sponsor from that cute little shop.
Stank sticker.
Maybe it's a Kelly K Stank sticker.
I'm a
don't
clean
know.
Person.
But, well, yes. Yes, I know you're a clean person, but I'm just saying.
I wear undergarments.
Right. Oh, yes. But your smell could still be on them.
What does that mean?
Well, maybe.
When you say it like that, it makes it sound like I'm a stinky person.
Well, maybe it's pretty Kelly. Stank.
Here's,
a pretty stank.
Yeah, here's the thing. When I get home at night, I'll take off my shirt or whatever. I'll sniff the pits. I'll sniff it. I'll be like, all right, is there another wear in this? Is there another wear before I throw it in the wash?
Uh-huh.
And you know, if it's good, then I'm like, you know what? I'm good. We can put it in the closet again. So
sure.
I'm just saying that maybe, you know, maybe there is an odor.
A Kelly K borrow odor. Clothes yeah. manager special or something.
Yeah,
sticker.
Who knows?
Okay.
Another person suggested that it was from the comment of, or when we were talking about milking and
listen,
milking a cow.
Thank you. You asked, you just randomly threw it out there, like, does anyone know how to milk a cow? You ended up being the resident expert and demonstrated on my thumbs. And I might have said, milk me. That might have come out of my mouth.
That might be that. That's an iconic line.
So if you want to make sure that you're following the Instagram at Ben and Kelly Show, as soon as he drops them off, we'll throw it up there so you can see what it is.
We always do an unboxing video with Chad.
We're as curious as you are as to what it may be. So.
I'm thinking it's going to be like my head on a cow.
I hope
you're gently caressing
and your udder.
My udder. Yes. Udder. I feel like that could be it. I don't
that
know.
That seems very inappropriate.
Well, of course.
That seems very inappropriate.
Could be a marriage ender for Chad. I don't know.
I guess.
We're hoping not.
I guess. But yeah, hey, by the way, if you want any of these stickers, you can either just stop by the radio station between 11 and 4 and we'll get you as many of those stickers as you want. I mean, we got a bunch of them. So.
They are bountiful.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And there's many.
All right.
Different
good,
designs.
Good stuff. All right. So that'll about do it for us. Catch up on the podcast if you so desire. All right. WDJX.com. Just click podcast. Have a good one.